Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek He, Mishnah Dalid. After we spoke about what happens with the first witness, we'll now return to what happens next in the Bet Din when they bring in the second witness, and we're talking about a case where they may put somebody to death for this type of crime. He did something so bad that they would put him to death. Mishnah says, Ve'ahar kach, after the judges questioned the first witness, Machnisin Tasheni u'bodkin oto, they bring in the second witness, and they ask him those same questions. If the statements of both witnesses line up, if they're consistent, and we accept their testimony as being honest and correct, putchin bizchut, the judges open up with a statement, and that statement tells the person on trial that if everything is okay, he's going to be acquitted. They're going to say he's innocent, he has nothing to fear, but they're going to do their research and make sure that they're giving the proper conclusions. Amar echad min ha'edim, yesh li lelamed alav zechut. If one of the witnesses said that they have a reason to acquit him, to say that he was innocent. Or echad min ha'talmidim, yesh li lelamed alav chova. Or if one of the students who is sitting in front of the judges say, I have an argument that should prove that he's guilty. We say, Mishatikin oto, the witness is not allowed to join the discussion whatsoever, even to say that he thinks that the man is innocent. Not allowed to join at all. The witness has no role in the discussion over here. He just gives his testimony and has to be quiet. The Talmidim, the students who are sitting in front of the judges, they're not allowed to try and say that the person on trial is guilty. We silence them both. The student here is only allowed to make an argument that the person on trial is innocent. Amar echad min haTalmidim, yesh li lelamed alav zechut. If one of the students said that he has a reason to try and say that the man on trial is innocent, ma'alin oto, they bring him up and they sit him amongst the rest of the judges so that he could present his case, what he thinks. They wouldn't dismiss him. They wouldn't have him sit back with the students the entire day, even if they didn't need him anymore. It was considered to be an embarrassment that they would send him back to the rows of the students. Here we're talking about a case where it was found that the student had a wrong idea, that he had a wrong way of trying to say that the person on trial was innocent. That's when they would not dismiss him, but he wouldn't come back the next day. But if they accepted his argument, if it was a valid, good argument, then they would give him the honor of sitting with the judges permanently, even though he would not have a vote amongst them. He wasn't part of the judges, but he would sit next to them. He would have a honor of sitting with them. And if he said something that made sense, then the judges would listen to him and talk about what he had to say. Even if the person on trial himself had an argument, and he said he had a reason to prove, he had a way to show that he was innocent, they listened to him. As long as he's saying something that makes sense, the judges would listen to him.